When Murder is Legally Justified. This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of September 30th, 2004.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop
No Donut!
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Calhoun, Tennessee Police Chief Christopher Nicholson was charged by state authorities with perjury last Wednesday after having been recently released following his arrest on an outstanding 15-year-old warrant for a break-in. The outstanding warrant was discovered during a security check after the chief requested access to the Homeland Security database. Nicholson is also facing charges over an incident of misconduct while he was working as a police officer in the city of Palmer, Tennessee. The new perjury charge is the result of a false affidavit filed by Nicholson regarding the arrest of Jason James. James was charged with drug possession, but the charges were later dismissed. Chief Nicholson remains on a temporary suspension from his job. An Arvada, Colorado, undercover police officer was arrested and charged with sexual assault and two counts of official misconduct last Thursday. Wheat Ridge Police released Derek Charles Smotherman without bond after their six-week investigation following a complaint made by the woman who was his victim. The attack took place in July, but was not reported until mid-August. The misconduct charges suggest that the attack took place while he was on duty. Smotherman was placed on administrative leave on August 30th. Last week, a Newark, New Jersey police officer admitted in court that he and five other officers extorted thousands of dollars from drug dealers over a two-year period. The confession comes at an awkward time for the Newark Police Department, as they are currently involved in a number of other controversies. State authorities are investigating the involvement of Newark officers in a fatal shooting near a nightclub 2 years ago. They're also investigating a female Newark officer who protected her drug dealer boyfriend. Last Friday, a federal judge in Newark released a man who had been arrested on drug charges, finding that his rights were severely abused by officers when he was arrested in 2002. Also, Essex County prosecutors are now investigating the alleged mistreatment of an alleged drug dealer who was arrested 2 years ago. The Richmond, California City Council has decided in favor of a $150,000 police brutality lawsuit settlement. Several residents sued the city over the actions of police at the Cinco de Mayo Festival in 2002. The lawsuit claimed that the police unleashed an unprovoked melee with officers arresting, pepper spraying, and threatening people with police dogs. Officers trampled a Mexican flag and struck innocent people with batons and flashlights. One officer, Lawrence Robinson, was forced to leave the force over statements he made during an investigation of the incident. A lawyer from Davis, California, plans to sue local police for, he says, illegally detaining him, threatening him with deadly force, providing false police reports, and issuing a false criminal citation, all resulting from a traffic stop. Dean Robert Johansson filed his complaint about the August 16 incident on August 22nd. The police have until October 6th to respond. He claims that after he was pulled over, an officer tried to provoke a physical confrontation with him and threatened him with a baton. Moments later, four squad cars arrived, and officers were captured on videotape surrounding and yelling at Johansson, some with weapons drawn. Johansson is seeking $25,000 in damages. The family of a man who died after a fight with Marietta, Georgia police officers thinks he may have been the victim of police brutality. Paul Johnson was pronounced dead at hospital 45 minutes after he got into a fight with police officers. Emergency medical workers declared Johnson to be okay at the scene of the fight, but were later called to a police station to transport him to hospital. Three officers who were involved with the arrest have been placed on administrative leave. Witnesses to the fight say that officers continued to beat Johnson after he was down on the ground, and that one officer used a chokehold on him after he was in handcuffs. One witness was arrested for obstructing justice when he objected to the beating. The family of Larry Hill, a man who died in police custody in Nashville, Tennessee, filed a lawsuit earlier this month alleging police brutality in the September 2003 incident. Hill died at a local hospital a little more than an hour after his arrest. The suit names the city of Nashville, Howard County, Police Chief Larry Yates, the Howard County Sheriff Butch Morris, and Deputy Brian Cogburn, who broke Johnson's hand, Nashville officer Steve Dallas, who pepper sprayed Johnson, and Obie Laurent, and 9 others, claiming they all contributed to Johnson's death. An autopsy found that pepper spray was a likely complicating factor in the death. It started at a Stevie Nicks concert in July 2001 in Rosemont, Illinois. Security at the venue wanted to ask Ronald Keyes if he had been smoking marijuana, and the police were called. Keyes claims the police were rough with him when they took him into the police station. He was left alone in the lockup with one officer, who Keyes says forced him to strip and then sexually assaulted him. Keyes was taken to hospital after the attack, but when he returned to the jail, he says he was handcuffed to a bench and sodomized by another officer, while the officer who had committed the first assault stood by watching and laughing. The man's lawsuit will be heard in federal court starting today. A former boxing champion who was set up by Rankin, Pennsylvania police after he successfully sued them for brutality was acquitted on drug charges by a court on Tuesday. Monty Clay filed a police brutality lawsuit against officers from 4 different police departments in April 2002 after he was badly beaten by them earlier that year. No police report was ever filed about the incident, and Clay was never charged. Following an undisclosed settlement, Clay became the target of officers from one of the forces who entrapped him into cocaine charges. In the latest legal battle, a judge decided that evidence was not shown to prove that Clay had sold the drugs to an undercover police officer. In Toronto, Ontario's chief coroner has decided to hold an inquest into the police killing of Jeffrey Riotica. Riotica was a 17-year-old boy who was shot 3 times by Toronto police on May 21st. He died in hospital 3 days later. The decision comes just one day after the province's Special Investigations Unit cleared police of any wrongdoing in the incident. Investigators say that police were justified in using lethal force because the teenager had attacked police with a knife. This conclusion, however, contradicts statements given by witnesses who claimed that Riotica was unarmed at the time he was killed. The boy's family and lawyer hope that the coroner's office will do a better job at revealing the truth of the matter. From 88.1 FM CKLN in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. To send us story ideas, comments, or suggestions, email ihatepigs@hotmail.com. It's all one word. Every week we end this segment with a song about the police. This week, it's Police Truck by the Dead Kennedys.
We're going downtown, gonna beat up drunks. You're to the drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a late, late shift, no one to fear. And ride, ride, how we ride. And ride, you ride. It's a round up time, but a good horse beat. We're gonna drive one screaming off the street. And ride, ride, how we ride. Uniform and a silver badge. Play cops for real and play cops for pay. Let's ride, you dress is a kick in the ass. Let's reach your balloon till you shit in your pants. No mood, child, got a big black stick. There's 6 of us, babe, so suck.